So, Mr. Univert, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, how preferable solar-powered irrigation systems are to those running on fossil fuels, and what are the benefits offered to agriculture?
There is a number of benefits of using solar power for irrigation and in general for farming. One obvious benefit is environmental benefit, climate change benefits, because there is no greenhouse gases produced in the production of solar power energy. So that's a mitigation benefit. There is also substantial adaptation benefits because farmers are able to use groundwater as a buffer to supplement what they have naturally in terms of rainwater from ponds, etc. In addition to that, farm-level benefits are quite substantial. One is the ability of farmers to have cheap energy throughout the year and the ability then to extract groundwater and increase their productivity. This also gives them freedom from price volatility of fuel power, which can be important in many cases. And in addition to solar powered irrigation, solar energy can be used for other on-farm purposes, which also allows for income diversification. So the benefits are multiple. And with the technology developing and parts and systems becoming cheaper, they are now closer to be more affordable to small farmers, but there is some room to improve on that.
What are the risks?
There is the risk of overpumping. And we have been observing this in many regions. Because solar-powered irrigation is decentralized, it's difficult to regulate and enforce. And if proper capacity development and compliance measures are not taken, then the risk of overpumping aquifers does exist. And this is why we underline the need and the importance of putting solar power irrigation as a part of a broader package, including substantial capacity development. Another risk is that farmers, especially small farmers and tenant farmers, may not be able to either afford or have access to the traditional finance schemes. And this does exist, although we are seeing a lot of innovative schemes to overcome this. And in addition to that, there are risks of installing solar power systems and not being able to service these properly, which then significantly reduces the credibility of these systems.
What are the social benefits of solar development programs, and what is FAO's new toolbox about?
The social benefits of solar-powered irrigation is mostly for farmers, small-scale farmers that do either production for themselves or small-scale market targeting. They can increase their production substantially, and they can also target broader markets, reach out to markets that are not conventional to them, for example, by producing vegetables and fruits that they would not normally produce and diversify their incomes. And through production of various farm products, they can also support their nutritional needs. And this has actually been observed in research done in some African countries where local residents, local farmers were eating more vegetables and having a more balanced nutrition. In one particular innovative scheme in Nepal, the government subsidies targeted women who would hold land tenure, and they were given preferential credit, so bringing a gender component to the solar-powered irrigation systems. The toolbox that FAO is unveiling is an effort to support the stakeholders of solar energy in farming and particularly solar-powered irrigation systems. It helps the practitioners, service providers, and advisors to provide better services, better advice to end users, as well as to policymakers and financiers through a number of tools that are available, which include checklists, guidelines, calculation sheets, etc., ranging from the assessment of water requirements, the financial viability issues, determining farm profitability, and advising the farmers for the best systems, and also in terms of designing and maintaining a solar-powered irrigation system.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Univert.
Thank you very much for having me.